Ketez dafis lamin alef, as we said, we'll start from the Mishnah lamin number base. The Mishnah says, V'chulan shehayu behen kedushin o gerushin besafik, hare ilu hatzaros choltos v'lo misyabmos. The case is, the person, Reuven already has, he's married to a woman. And Reuven and Shimon is married to a woman. Now, Reuven wants to marry, let's say, Shimon's daughter, his niece, which is permitted. But in doing so, in marrying her, it became a safek kedushin. We'll see an example of that for a second. If he were married to the daughter of Shimon, and then Reuven dies, Shimon cannot marry either his daughter, of course, and nor can he marry the tzara. But here now it's a suffix whether Reuven actually married the daughter of Shimon. So she's kind of halfway in, halfway out. So now, when Reuven dies, does Shimon perform Yibum to the tzara or not? Depends whether there's real Kedushin. So the Mishnah says, same thing if she's, let's say Reuven's already married to the daughter, and then a suffix Gerushin, suffix if she's the way out, same question, does Shimon perform Yibum to the tzara, or no, since it's a suffix that she was still married to Reuven, maybe she cannot perform Yibum or Chalitza to the tzara. So in those situations, the Mishnah Paskins holds us v'lo misyabmos. In those situations, Shimon does a Chalitza to the tzara, but he cannot do Yibum to the tzara, because Reuven might be married to his daughter, might not be married. So Ketzad Suffolk Kedushin, what's an example of a Suffolk Kedushin? So Mishnah says, Zarek la Kedushin, if he throws her the Kedushin, as we said yesterday, very romantic, and Suffolk Karv Lo, Suffolk Karv Lo. It's a Suffolk whether the Shtar Kedushin was closer to him and never really left her his rishus and never got, you needed a scene of the Pasuk tells us, and the Gemara talks about it. Sorry?
Shtar money.
Okay, either one, I guess. What example do they use? I thought it's Shtar. Okay, either one, right. So I think the example of Gemara is talking about a star, but it makes sense to say Kesef also. So you need an Asina, so he throws it to her, and it's still closer to him, so it's not viewed as leaving her rishus.
But I thought that Kedushim is Chuba, that Erusim is Kesef and Shtar.
No, Kedushim and Erusim is the same thing.
In this case?
We're talking about Erusim, yeah.
Okay.
So,
not necessarily, okay.
Right, so he throws it, and not sure if it was closer to him, whereby it would not be a good Nesina, or if it was closer to her, it would be a good Nesina. So that's the Suffolk. And then the Gemara says, Zehu Suffolk Kedushin. This is, that's an important line, this is Suffolk Kedushin. That seems to exclude another case. And then what's Suffolk Gerushin, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah rather. Kasav b'chsav yado v'ein olav edim. He writes it on his own. He's the sofer, writes out the get, but doesn't have edim testifying on it. Or Yesh LaEdim, he has Edim, but Ve'ein Bozman, he doesn't write the time of it, of when the get took place. Or Yesh Bozman, he had the time, Ve'ein Bo Ela Edacha, but there's only one Ed where you really need two Edim. Zehu Safek Gerushin. These are examples of only Safek Gerushin. Okay. So I think yesterday we said that this was only, it's really a get Medir Banan. Right? The Rashi quoted this Gemara in Gittin that says, these cases are three get psulim. And let's say he would give her a get without a zman, for example, and she would get married anyways, even though it wasn't a really good get. We would not assume her children from the second marriage would be mamzer, and rather the vlad would be kasher. That's what the Rashi quotes. So it's a suffolk gerushin case. We're not sure if it's a good kedushin, not a good gerushin or not, but it's not enough of a suffolk to make the children of the second marriage puzzle. So zehu suffolk gerushin. That's an example of suffolk gerushin. Asks the Gemara now. V'ilu begerushin safek karav lo, safek karav lo, lo katani. So we have the Gemaras in Gerush and Gittin do talk about a situation where, let's say, the husband throws the get to her also. And there's a machlokas, whether, and there's a... Let's get another chair. So the Gemara is now commenting on the Mishnah, we're right after the Mishnah, Laman Amin Bez. The Gemara wants to know, V'ilu begerushin safek karav lo, Suffolk Karev Law Lokatani. Why does the Mishnah not use the example of a Suffolk get case, the same thing like the Kedushin? Like we said, Kedushin, you threw the Kesef or the Shtar Kedushin, and they weren't sure if it was closer to him or closer to her. You could have the same scenario by a get. He threw her the get, and it was a machlo. It was a Suffolk whether the get was closer to him or closer to her. Why did the Mishnah not use that example as a Suffolk? My time, so the Gemara says, Amaraba Ishizu Becheskas Heter Lushuk Omedes. Okay, so this woman is a mutter to the shuk. Who's this person here? So we're saying the case of the get case, right?
No, it's not the actual wife. The wife is Becheskas Isser.
Right, so the case where they're married. So Reuven married the daughter, and he has a tzara. So now the tzara, the status quo of the tzara, she's mutter to the shuk if Reuven dies. So now by him throwing a suffix get to the daughter, so we're not going to say, the Gemara says, umisafik ataba leosra al tasrenu misafik. So the status of, again, Reuven's married to the boss of Shimon and he has a tzara. Right now the status quo is that the tzara, once Reuven dies, since Shimon can't perform even with the daughter, he can't perform with the tzara either, the tzara is mutter to marry someone else.
Right.
Now there's a suffix whether or not Reuven divorced the daughter of Shimon or not. That's a suffix of that boss case. So we're not going to say misafik, whether it happened or did not happen, we're going to answer her to the rest of the world.
Okay.
That's the klal that, who says is that Rabba suggests.
How does it explain why we cannot say about
the other cases of safek gerushin or safek kedushin, you're asking?
No, how does it explain why you can't throw the safek is whether you threw it or not close to her?
So it's saying, because if it's a safek, we don't want to ask her midin safek to the rest of the world.
So the three cases that they mentioned.
It's not good gerushin.
That's good enough to free her.
Exactly.
Somehow the case, if he throws her, it wouldn't be good enough.
Exactly. Somehow the three cases were a stronger.
Stronger. Okay.
Somehow.
Okay.
The suffix is, we don't really know, but since it's a suffix, it's enough. It's not enough room for us to. We always have a chazak and a suffix. Whenever it's a chazak and a suffix, we're going to say, we don't know. Let's just leave it as the chazak of the initial status quo. The status quo was that she was mutter to the shuk. We're not going to make the suffix be motzi midevada, if you will. That's the klal the Gemara uses oftentimes. Any suffix motzi midevada. It's not quite that case, but the similar idea. The suffix is not going to be oker, the chazak of her being mutter to the shuk. So Ricky's asking, what about the other three cases of the Mishnah, the three cases of the Gittin, where there's no zman, there's only one aid, or there's no aidim at all? So those cases have to be a little bit more. There wasn't a suffix whether it happened or not. It wasn't the most ideal type of get. Okay.
So in the case of the first three, two cases, the case with Mamzerim.
In the first three cases, we said not.
No, I'm saying the case that he threw and we don't know what.
Ah.
So
that's a good question. So there at least there's room to say, since it's more of a suffix,
right,
maybe one could say, no, but we're assuming right now it was more a good get than not. No,
right.
I said less of a good way. Right, less of a good way.
Yeah, right.
So I guess it's an open question. I don't know. There's room to say maybe it can't, even though the other three cases, it's vada, the children are kcherim.
Right. Yeah,
maybe there's room to say this one's a mamzer. I don't know, though. Okay. Let's look at Rashi for a second just to say this out clearly. You see Rashi, al tasrenu misafik. This is seven lines from the bottom. Al tasrenu misafik. Rashi says, of the Mishnah, three cases of the Mishnah, lav misafik asrin le. They're not misafik. They're really good gets. Dagitu, it's a real get. El shein minamufcha. It's not the best form of a get. So there you have it. That's why we assume in the Mishnah she really was divorced beforehand. The bas was divorced, and therefore she requires a chalitza. The tsara of Reuven would require a chalitza. Okay. Then the Gemara asks, Amalei Abaye challenges Rabba. If that's the case, we're not going to aser her, again, aser the tzara misafek, because the chazaka was that she was mutter to the shuk. We're not going to aser her. Ihachi b'kedushinami, also with respect to kedushin, neime ishazu b'cheskas hetiliyavam omedes. So what happens is, the case, Reuven is married to a woman. And then Reuven performs a safek kedushin with the bas of Shimon. If he does marry the bas of Shimon, he asers the tzara to Shimon also. If he doesn't marry the bas of Shimon, so then he just has one wife, and then when Reuven dies, Shimon can't perform Yibum. So right now, the status quo, before Kedushin takes place, status quo is that Reuven's only wife, before the boss comes into the picture, Reuven's only wife is Mutter with the Yavam Shimon. So how are we going to say, I'll read inside in a second, how are we going to say Misafik, of the boss coming to the picture, Misafik's going to answer the Tzara, Reuven's wife, to the Yavam Shimon? Say the same thing. The suffix shouldn't be motzi, the status quo, the initial chazaka. The initial chazaka, again, is that Reuven's wife is mutter to the Yavam Shimon. So again, Amar Le Abaye asks, if this is the case, that suffix is not motzi midevada, if you will, b'kedushinami neima, we should say the same thing. Ishazu, Reuven's wife, we'll call her the tzara, but she only is the only wife right now. Ishazu, b'cheskas heter, liyavam amendus. She's right now mutter to the Yavam, who is Shimon. Umisafik atabala osra. and you're going to misafek from not sure if Reuven ever married the daughter of Shimon, you're going to aser Reuven's other wife, the Tzara. I'll test Reuven misafek. We shouldn't aser Reuven's Tzara to Shimon misafek. Okay, it's a good question. I think. I can't think, but. So Gemara says, Hasam l'chumra. There, over there, the case of get, that's l'chumra. Why? What's the chumra here? Let's see.
Well, here you're basically allowing her without chalitza, so this would be a kula in kiddushin.
Well, let's do the chumra first. So let's say by the get case, not the first case, the get case, it's only a chumra that we require the chalitza, right? But really, mikra din,
she should be free.
She should be entirely free, because what happens is that we assume it's a really good get. We said it's the lacking only minimum mufcha we're lacking. No, we're talking about the case of the suffix, the throwing case.
No.
We said we threw that one out already.
Right. No, we're talking about the three cases in the Gerushin.
But I thought the Gemara is comparing right now.
Yeah, by the case of throwing.
Yes, because that's what we're working with, right? The throwing, right. Yeah.
In the Kiddushin, but in the Gerushin.
No, but the Gemara is saying why it didn't say the case of throwing by get. The reason it didn't say the case of throwing by get was because of the fact that it would have. She was a becheskes had to l'shuk in that case, and we wouldn't ask her misafe.
We're not talking yet about sham besafek kiddushim alna mitzad hadin muteret hilavem shemamid ota becheskat harishona uma sham rishayna midaveh metein oyla chumra sheichmiru chamim sheichshash shema tzarat ervahi.
Of the case of Kedushin, I think. The throwing case of Kedushin we're talking about, I believe. So the case of there, really it shouldn't be a good Kedushin at all. And only... No, sorry, really it should be a good Kedushin. But we're saying only the Chumrah do we require a Chalitza. The status quo is that she's mutter to the Shuk. That's all the way. Rashi doesn't speak here.
Ah, okay, so, right. So in the case of the Kiddushim, they actually went and did a Chumrah. It's not that the case is a Chumrah, it's that they went ahead and they did a Chumrah.
Right, so the fact that you're requiring the Chalitza by the Safek Kiddushin case, that's a Chumrah. Let's see how that works. So again, Reuven is married to a wife, we'll call her the Tzara. And then Safek, whether they married Bas Shimon or not. So really, we're going to say status quo is that Reuven's wife, Reuven's only real Tzara, is really mutter to be a Shimon. That's a status quo. The Safik is not going to answer her. But since it's a Safik, we said, we're not allowing you to do Yibum. We won't allow Shimon to do Yibum to Reuven Sara, so we make you do Chalita. But Meikar Din, we really would allow Shimon to perform Yibum with Reuven's wife, because it's only a Safik that he married the daughter of Shimon. But it's a Chalita, that's a Chumrah to require Chalita. So Gemara says now, that's the case, it's a Chumrah to require Chalita, but really Yibum works also. It's a Chumrah, the Asalide Kulahu. It's a problem because it's going to lead to a big leniency. What's that?
Hold on.
Yeah.
If this Safek Kiddushin in Mitzaladin, she's muteret because the Kiddushin is no good.
Mm-hmm.
Why she's muteret? Because she's not even married.
No, Reuven's married
to... She's not even Sarah to him.
Right, I'm saying no. So Reuven's wife, we'll call it Sarah.
Nobody. Why needs to do Chalitza?
No, Reuven's wife. It's his wife. And Shimon, when Reuven dies, Shimon has to do either Yibum or Chalitza with Reuven's wife.
Okay, but... talking about the Kiddushin about Reuven's wife.
No, the second wife, the daughter. He marries a second wife who happens to be the daughter of Shimon. It's a Safek Kiddushin on that second wife.
So the second wife is Safek, the first one with
exactly.
No connection.
Exactly.
Mm. The Tzara is good.
Yes.
The original is not.
But it's only a Tzara if Reuven actually marries the daughter of Shimon.
Right.
If he marries the daughter of Shimon, then she becomes a Tzara and a problem to marry.
If the Kiddushin are Tofsim, then she's out.
Hasam l'chumra is going on in the case of Kedushin. Yeah. By Kedushin, it's a chumra that we require chalitza, even though you're right. Maybe even Yibum could have been.
I believe so. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that? Okay.
Hasam is a funny. It's funny to say Hasam because we're talking about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Also, it's a funny lashon.
Yeah. Sometimes you have that hach and hasam switched around the. Okay. So then the Gemara says the problem with requiring the chumra of only saying a chalitza. By Kiddushin, it could lead to a big kula. And if a chumra is going to be asli de kula, we shouldn't require the chumra. What's the kula? Zimnin de azil hu, sometimes Reuven, who is now only a safek Kiddushin to the daughter of Shimon, azil hu, umekadish la lachosa kedusha vaday. Now it's possible. I'm not sure it doesn't happen, but Reuven's going to go ahead and now marry the sister of the one he suffered kedushin to. So in other words, another daughter of Shimon. It sounds like. Right. Let me just make sure this is right. Okay, that's what's going on. So he, there's this wild chart here.
Right.
Okay, so let's say this again. So Reuven marries, he has a wife. And then Reuven marries Shimon's daughter, Besafik. And then Reuven goes ahead and marries another daughter, I guess, of Shimon, who's a Vada, but a Vada Kedusha, no Safik in this third marriage. Vinami, alternatively, Zimn de Asa Acher, or maybe this initial woman, the Bas Shimon, who Reuven Safik married to, maybe another man's going to do a Kedushin Vadai with Bas Shimon. And Mechaven de Asala Mar, Litzara, Liuvme, Arme. So since they asked doing Yibum with the Tzara, Amrit the Kama Kedushin, with the Bas Alav Kedushin, they're going to say the first Kedushin was a good Kedushin. And the second condition wasn't a good condition at all.
So this happened before. This happened while Reuben died, and before he gave her the chalitza.
Happened before.
Like, it sounds like it could even have happened after he gave him the chalitza, but the fact that we didn't let him do the yibum will make people have thought as though the first Kedushin with the first sister was a legitimate Kedushin, because why wouldn't you have allowed the Yibum with the Tzara of that woman? And then the next Kedushin with the other sister.
No, but he has a Chalitza already.
So that's where I was going to respond that right now. But the fact that right now Yibum's Usher to the Tzara,
okay,
that tells us the initial marriage with the daughter was a good Kedushin. That's why the Tzara's Usher also.
Right.
And then the second marriage that takes place, that wasn't effective because the daughter of Shimon was already married to Reuven. That's the Gemara answers. The Gemara says, Kaven, now we get to Laman Al finally. Okay, 20 minutes behind, but we're going to get there. It says, the Gemara, Kaven, the Kamatrechas, Chalitza, since we require Chalitza, we don't just say that the Tzara goes off as if nothing's needed. Since we require Chalitza to the Tzara, Miyada Yada, the Chumra Baalmahu. We know that it was a Chumra. That wasn't that there was a full Kedushin with the Bas Shimon, that Reuben married her, it was a Safek.
Like, so, otherwise she would be out without any.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what the Gemara answers. Right. So the Gemara says now, turns it around, Yehachi, if that's the case, Gerishin Nami, Lisni, Vitzarcha, Chalitza, Yada Yada, Luchumer Ba'amahu. So same thing by the Gerishin case now. Why don't you say the Gerishin case, the Suffolk throng, in that case, which is left out of the Mishnah, teach it in the case of the Mishnah, require a Chalitza, and people will know that it's simply a chumrah, and no one's going to make any assumptions out of this case. So the Gemara says, "Imata omer chalitzas misyavemes." Wait a second. If we require chalitza by the case, let's say this case again with the gerushim. Reuven's married to the daughter of Shimon, and he's another wife as well. He throws a get to Reuven's, to Shimon's daughter, who he's married to. Suffolk whether she's out of the picture or not. That's a suffolk case. We said in that situation that we're not going to aser her to the shuk because the cheskas heter already.
Tzara was the cheskas heter.
Exactly. So the Gemara now says, why not just require chalitza from Shimon to this other wife? The tzara just require the chalitza, and everyone's going to know that's simply a chumra that we're doing that. It doesn't mean that the first.
No, but she's required the chalitza.
No, in this case.
Didn't list that case in the Mishnah.
Oh, by throwing it.
Right, the case of throwing it.
Throwing
it, okay. Then we said, no, throwing it, it was not a suffix, she's allowed to marry.
Okay. Yeah, by throwing, sure. It, she's, by throwing it, we don't there's an even
suffix. So why not require chalitza there also? Abba, because if you require chalitza, isn't that going to tell us that the fact that you can't allow yibum to her, maybe that's going to tell us that the initial get was not a good get, and if someone else marries her, we're going to say the second marriage isn't a good marriage, the same type of thing before.
Same thing, okay.
The Gemara says, because the reason why we can't do that by this suffix throwing case, imata omer choletes, if we say they have to do chalitza, that if Shimon has to do chalitza to the tzara, then we're going to also say maybe misya vemes would also work. And Misav Emes definitely won't work because they might really be married in the first place, and it's going to be Tsaras Ervas Erva. The Gemara says, so that's why we don't allow Chalitza, because it might lead to Yibam. The Gemara says, wait a second, same thing by the Suffolk throwing of the Kedushin case, Achanami, if we require Chalitza in this case of the throwing of the Kedushin, won't it also lead to Misav Emes? So the Gemara says, so what? So what's the big deal? By the case of Kedushin, nothing could happen. If they do Yibam, it's not going to be Yibam, but the Bia won't be a problem at all because there was never a relationship between Shimon and this other wife, and therefore it's going to be okay.
There's a suffix. Right. Each case originates with a suffix, the Gerish and the Kedushin. The difference is that the Chazakas, by the Gerish and the Chazakas, is a Cheskas Isser, and the Mela that makes it Sarah Becheskas Heter. By the case of the suffix Kedushin, it's Becheskas Heter, which makes the case of the chalutza to be becheskas iser not to do chalutza.
Right. So therefore, so if Shimon were to do Yibam with Reuven's wife, it's okay because really Mekardin, she's really mutter to be with Shimon. And if it leads to Yibam, even though we advise do chalutza, really that's what we advise, if it leads to Yibam, that's still not the end of the world because Mederaisa, it would seem that would be okay based on the chazakas. Easy stuff, right? Okay.
I don't know what's the
turn, turn me off.
Yeah, to get that. All right. Okay, says the Gemara.
Where are you going?
He has to go davening. Don't follow him. He's going to be back tomorrow. Says the Gemara. Esive Abaye. Abaye asks the following question. Nafal habayis alav v'al bas achiv. The house falls on a brother and the daughter of his brother. Now it's a case, the daughter of his brother is his niece. He's married to his niece. So he's married to his niece, and his brother and his niece were, you know, in a house that collapsed, and they both died.
Well,
Venyodea. What?
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, as opposed to like the Nefilah from the, yeah. Venyodea Ezem had Mace. Rishon, he wasn't sure who died first. So what would happen if who died first? So let's say the, If it fell
on the daughter of his brother, then there is no more.
If it fell on his own wife, his niece, who he's married to, fell on his wife, and then his brother died, so there's nothing to talk about. But let's say his brother died first.
It's the other way around.
Let's see
if
this case.
If she dies first, then there is no more. There is no Zika.
If she dies first, there's no Zika.
What happened to the Shah Rishona that there was Zika? That time isn't Leolam.
See, how's the Zika cut created here?
If she dies first, when his brother dies, he wasn't married anymore. She was an Avel. There is no Isser anymore.
Oh, he's talking about the brother who is married to the niece. The husband and wife are together. Husband and wife died. Okay, I got you. Husband and wife died. So one of them is his brother who died, and one of them is his daughter,
right,
who is also his sister-in-law.
When the daughter dies, it's partial.
Now you can talk about it. But if his brother died, the husband died first, so then he's a problem of now it's
Because for a certain moment, he had a Zika.
Right, to his daughter,
and Zika is the last Le'olam, so the Tzara is...
And the question, but the other Tzaros, what does that say, the other wives
right.
that this brother has? Okay. So this, we're not sure. So again, if the daughter dies first, so nothing to talk about, he's mutter to be with his brother's other wives. But if his brother dies first, and his sister-in-law, who's his own daughter, is alive at that point, since there's no Zika there, it's Aser, all the other Tzaros are going to be Aser as well. So what do you do, says the Mishnah, as quoted here. Again, we have to require Chalitza to the Tzaros, but not Yibam. Amai, why do we say this? Hachanami Nema Ishizu, the other Tzaros, that is, the other co-wives, Ishizu, Becheskas Heter Lashuk Omedes. Really, the status quo is that they were married. And this, the other co-wives should therefore be mutter, don't require anything from the live brother. They should be completely mutter to the shuk and marry someone else.
Why? What does that have a meaning that she should be completely mutter?
Because right now, before the suffix takes place, that there is a marriage, that the husband's married to this daughter, and the other co-wives are going...
Oh, okay, so if we don't know, she would be right.
Okay. We shouldn't say because of a suffix we don't know who died first. We should ask the co-wives to the rest of the world until the chalitza takes place. So the Gemara says, if you're going to say here also, the need for a chalitza is only a chumer. You're right, really we don't need anything here. Really the kawaiv should be completely mutter to the shuk. We only require chalitza midin chumra. Well, it's a chumra da'asini de kulahu. It's going to lead to a kula, because she'imata omeres choletes, if you require chalitza to the co-wives, then misyav emes will not also lead to a possible case of yibum. Sigmar says, I'll tell you what. Gerishin de shchichi gazu b'rabanon, ma'polos de shchichi lo gazu b'rabanon. You don't need anything. You're right, it would make sense to require a chalitza, midin chumra, fine. But it's so unlikely, this case of a mapolis, a house collapsing and these two dying together, so unlikely, so the chachamim in general are not gozer in cases de lo shchichi. The case of misa, a gershin rather, gershin is something that was common, and therefore they were gozer in a situation of a suffix gershin.
Yeah.
So Gemara says,
one second,
yeah.
So the gezeira, what they are not gozer is that it's a gezeira on the tzara that she shouldn't.
Exactly. We do not gozer to require a chalitza in this case of suffix. Since the suffix is so far-fetched, they didn't require chalitza.
So she'll just go free for
the... We always follow the cheskas heter. Cheskas, whatever the chazaka is. Chazaka was that these co-wives are mutter to the shuk. We're going to stick with that chazaka. The suffix is not going to overturn it. But the case of the gerishin, even though the chazaka was that she was mutter to the shuk, we suffix, we will assert just midin gzeira, chumra, because chum are gozer midin the shrichi. Mara asks now, inami, alternatively, another approach, gerishin de kaima erva, that the erva is there and alive, de kam mochach, it's like clear, it's proved to us, tsarasa kimitzarchechas la chalitza. The case of gerishin, the daughter, so Reuben's married to the daughter of Shimon, that's an erva. She's alive here. It's like staring us in the face. So how do we not deal with that? So therefore, we require a chalitza to the co-wife. So Amri kami rabbanon begita digita ma'al yehu v'asal yivume letzara. So how's this explain this?
This is confusing me a little bit. In the case of the gerushim, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the case of the gerushim, we say that we don't know if the gerushim was good or not. Which case of the gerushim? Were he through or the three cases of the Mishnah?
I think we're still talking about where he threw it.
Oh, okay.
It's a case of where he threw it. We don't require anything. So let's see Rashi. Kaimi erva. Come on. The erva stands in front of us, meaning the Reuven's married to the daughter of Shimon, who's the erva now of Shimon, of course. Ukmochechas da kol roen shizu tsaras erva. And now the other wife of Reuven, everyone sees that she's the tsara of the erva, of the daughter of Shimon, Haisa. Atama tsrechas chalitza, and you require chalitza to the tsara of Reuven.
Even though the gerushin might be good.
Right. So, well, we don't require chalitza in that case. We say you don't need anything in that case. So if we were to require chalitza in that case, also the member, they're going to come to say, kamu berabanam, begita.
But he could have done also yibum.
He could have also done yibum. Let's just read this Rashi first, let me finish through. Begita ma'al yehu, vein zutzars erva, vasli yivume. And they're going to say it was a good get, and the tsaras erva doesn't need anything, it might lead to yibum. So that's going to be the problem of chalitza. If we do require chalitza, it's going to lead to yibum also.
Right, they might think...
Since she's alive, the wife is alive, Reuven, who's the daughter of Shimon, the erva is alive.
Right, they might think that the get was good.
Right.
And the fact that the get was good, and she's doing chalitza, she might already could have done also yibum,
exactly.
But he just chose chalitza.
Right. Since it's a case where the erva is alive, they probably
right.
did get. They're not going to think of another situation, the suffix. There's no death
right.
in the case.
Right.
As opposed to mapoles, where it's a house collapsing and killing, mi kami b'hu rabbanon b'mapoles. So Rashi says, aval b'mapoles, inami matzachas l'chalitza, had we required chalitza there, mi as l'meymar kamu b'hu rabbanon b'mapoles, elo dayanam ha-matzuchin also chalitza nevim heim, v'yadu shayu meisa rishona, delay salivam l'tzara. When we are the yadei dehai lechalitza mishum desfeika haya, if they require a chalitza, people know it's just simply a suffix. They're not in front of us that we're going to say, oh, vade, they must have been the first case that this one died before this one, or the chum and the vim. Certainly they're not. They don't know who died first. There's no way for them to know this. So therefore, they're going to understand the need for chalitza is simply midin suffix, and that's not going to lead to a case of yibum. Okay, very confusing. I'm sorry. All right.
But you see,
feel better. I'm confused too.
To me, there are two type of cases, because the case of the get that he threw the get and the case of the telemapolet,
mm-hmm.
something eventually happened that is 100% sure.
Okay.
Okay. Meaning that either he threw it in her arbamos or in his arbamos, but one or the other, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of the three cases of the gittin, it's a safek, but it's not a safek of what happened. It's just a safek if actually the document is good or not. Not because what happened or not, because the rabbanan.
Right.
So it's two completely different cases.
Correct. I agree. And then, therefore, what? Just pointing it out, or is
I'm
there?
I'm just pointing
right.
out because to me they shouldn't be mixed. They shouldn't have been mixed right. in one mission.
No, but our issue was that. Right, you're saying the Savik Kedushin with the Savik get case are completely different types of shakeups. I agree.
One of them, it's a fact. We just don't know what the fact is, what happened. And the other one, we're not missing facts. It's just that there is a takana that they're not good.
Right, you're right. You're right.
Isn't the uh-huh. Negarushin case about Savik Karavlo, Savik Karavla?
No, that's...
But that's our Mishnah.
The Gemara is asking
right.
why is that not...
That's not the case of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, the three cases that it wasn't signed or that... Or that there was only one.
But the question is, why didn't they put that in the Mishnah?
Right, that's the
right.
question.
So so the answer was that it's so bad that we wouldn't even need a chalitza.
So that we're not going to aser her, because really it's not a good gerushin at all.
Right.
It's not like karav lo. It's really
right.
not a good gerushin, and really she should be mutter to the shuk.
Right.
So we're not going to aser her midin safek to the rest of the world.
Right.
And then when I watched it, so why not give her a chalitza at least? Because if you have a chalitza, it might lead to a yibum, which is going to be a big problem. Because
right.
it's going to be tzaras erva. That's where I was going back and forth. So
it wouldn't happen because people know that the Rabbanan could have never known who died first.
Right.
Okay.
So now the Gemara says, V'gavi gerushin, halfway down, lamin alef amin alef, v'gavi gerushin, midlo tanan. Do we not have a Mishnah about gerushin where we have such a case of safek karavlo? Hatanan, the Mishnah Gittin tells us, Hayisa Omedis Rishis Rabbim. She's standing in Rishis Rabbim, Vizarko La, and he throws her the get. Karov La, Migreshis. If it's closer to her, it's a good Gershon. Karov La, if it's closer to him, Eina Migreshis. Let's say Mechza al Mechza, it's halfway Mamish right in the middle.
We didn't
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
You with me, yeah?
Yeah.
So again, if he throws it to her, if it's closer to her, it's a good get. If it's closer to him, it's not a good get. Mechza al Mechza, if it's halfway, Migreshes v'ena migreshes. It's partial. It's a suffix whether or not it's a good get. And the Gemara there says, "Vamrina l'may hilchasa." Who you know? What's the nafkamina? To e kohen who asurla, because if he's a kohen now, the husband's a kohen, so he's not allowed to. Let's say he wants to remarry her. He can't remarry her anymore. Even though it was his own wife once. When she's a gerusha, so it's asur for him to remarry her. V'e ervahi. And if she's an erva to a brother-in-law, let's say, and then her wife dies, terasa bai chalitza. So this our very case, if Reuven marries the daughter of Shimon, and he has another wife, and a suffolk, whether he actually divorced the daughter of Shimon, so you do require a chalitza, Shimon has to do chalitza to the other
right.
co-wife of
right.
Reuven.
So this would be a case where he throws the get, that she would be required chalitza.
Exactly. So Gemara says, v'lom rinan shimata omer chalitzas misyav emes. So why don't we say, well, if we require a chalitza, won't it lead to yibum? And Shimon might do yibum with Reuven's co-wife. But that's a problem because, as we said, it's really, she's a tsaras erva. So Gemara says, Itmar Allah, it was said about this mission of this brisa, Rabba Rav Yosef Damri Tervayu, both of them said, Hacha b'shte kite edim askinen, a different case here, where the two groups of edim, Achas Ameris Karov Allah, V'achas Ameris Karov Lo, one says it was closer to him, one says it was closer to. Dehavale sveika deraisa, it's a suffix midraisa. So that's the case of the Gemara in Gittin. However, masnisin, our mission to Hacha here in Yivamos, because achas, within one group of Edom, dehavale sveika derbanam. I mean, they themselves weren't sure. They both testified, we don't know where it landed. That's what they testified. So why is this only a suffix midrabanam as opposed to a suffix midraisa? I think it's eight achah versus eight achad. I mean, the chazaka is that she's it wasn't a good get. The chazaka is that she's married. One aid says this, one aid says that. That's eight achah doesn't have any bearing in this case. So it's only a safek with their bottom. But the case of shteidim versus shteidim, each, in general, two eidim are good enough, so that's a suffix on a deraisa level,
So here is one cut they consider, like if one would say that it fell on his side and one on the other one side? Is that what we are?
Well, one cut means eight. Rashi says eight echad. I think one eight says this, one eight says the other thing.
Right. Okay. So that's midravan, right?
Right.
This is no eighting. One eight is.
You're saying it's meaningless. Why is it even Dirabanan, you're saying?
Yeah. Okay, here answers the question. Rabbi Perskat Achat Kegon She Ed Echad Omer Senafla Karovlo Ve Ed Echad Omer Senafla Karovla Ve Tamu Arishonim Al Zeh Sheim Ken Sheim Kach Vaday En Kan Kiddushin Shearei En Kan Ela Ed Echad Shemamid Shemeid Sheniktasha. That's exactly your question. ואילו לדברי העד השני לא נקדשה, וקידושים שאין בהם שני עדים אינם קידושים בכלל. ויש מתרצים שמכיוון שאנשים עשויים לטעות בדבר זה, אם נפלו הקידושים קרוב לאיש או לאישה, אוקיי, יש לחשוש שמה ראו שני עדים בשעת מעשה שנפלו הקידושים קרוב לה, ונמצא שהיו שני עדים בשעת הקידושים, אלא שעכשיו טועה אחד מהם וסובר, meaning that at the moment that it fell, they both saw the same thing. After, so at that moment is midiraisa, or whatever. At the moment is for sure. After the fact, one of them is not sure, and the other one is not sure. So, but at the moment that happened, they both saw the same.
Uh-huh. Maybe they saw a good gibushin.
Right.
And they didn't realize.
Right.
Uh-huh. Sounds complicated. Okay. So then the Gemara says, we'll just go with it. Gemara says, "Mimai the masnis in the hacha bebakas achas." How do you know our case of the mission? Yivamos is talking about one kas, because it's dumit to kedushin. It's similar to kedushin. Ma kedushin bekas achas, av gerushin bekas achas. Because kedushin was a case of two edim, one aid. So the case of gerushin is one aid. So Gemara asks the question: Kedushin gufayu mimai the bekas achas. How do you know that kedushin itself was a case of one kas, of one aid saying this, one aid saying something else? Dimu bebeis kita edim. Maybe it's two sets of edim. One set of Edom saying it was closer to her, and one saying it was closer to him. So the Gemara says, "Ibebeis kisei Edom." If it was two sets of Edom, tis yabim veim bekachlum du yibum. And what's the big deal? Don't there shouldn't be any issues? Why?
Seems because you have two edim that are mamidim her on her chazaka.
Because once you have two edim versus two edim, so that means they each knock out each other, and then no one has any edis. So go to the initial chazaka, and the chazaka was that they were not married, and it would be mutter to yibum with the tzara, because Reuven was never actually married to Shimon's bas. That's if you had two edim. If it's one ed versus one ed, I guess, neither one knock out each other. We're just not sure what's going on. It might really be, it's really a suffix case. But two Edom versus two Edom, they both cancel each other out, and we fall back in the chazaka. So the Gemara says, Visu, I'm sorry, where are we now? Veim kachlum, kaime Edom, v'kamer karavla, vat amar tisyabim, veim kachlum. What do you mean? How could you suggest the Yibam? There are Edom standing here saying it was a good kedushin, even though the Edom saying the other thing. How could you say, in the front of these Edom that say it was a good kedushin, go ahead and do Yibam? It might be Tsar Serva. Visu, moreover, what kind of suggestion was that? Bishtei kide edim, nami sveka dirbanhi. Even if they're two edim versus two edim, that's also savik midirban. That's not savik midiraisa. The Amirim, we say, oki tre, like bahadi tre. Let's put two up against two, have them neutralize each other. Visha okma chazaka. And we should have the woman fall back on the initial chazaka of not being married at all. Midi dehava anichse debar shatya. No different than the case of Nichse de Barshat. We'll see what that means in a second. That two against two, the Edom knock each other out, and there's really no suffix here anymore. It's not a good Kedushin. We only say Midirban, and we view this as a suffix. But really, Mekadin, each set of Edom are mamish neutralized. And what's the case of de Barshatya? De Barshatya, who's an individual, Zavin Nichse, he sold his property. Also, Beitrei, two Edom came and said, Vami Kishu Cholim Zavin. He sold it when he was healthy, and he was a pikeach. V'yasa beitrei v'amru kishu showed this oven. No, he was when he was in a state of mental illness. He wasn't capable of selling. So machlokas exactly his state when he sold it. V'amru ravashi oki trei l'hadi trei. Have two go up against two. So you neutralize each other. V'ara okma b'chezkas barshatya. And let the chazaka go back to the chazaka being owned by barshatya.
And how do we know that this is midiraisa and not midirabanan?
Because this is the chazak in general is a din deraisa, like based on Gemara and Chulin. And we also tray versus tray, that also...
Is that something that deraisa?
I don't know where it's sourced.
It seems from the Gemara that it's obvious that yes.
Right. I'm not sure what the source is of this, but we do assume they neutralize each other. And once you neutralize each other, you fall back on the chazaka. Here too also, two say that it was closer to him, two say it's closer to her, they neutralize each other, and you go back to the chazaka. So how could you refer to that as a suffix midirbanon? So Ella, Gemara says, makes life much easier. Ella Amar Abaye, Yagidalav Reyu, go tell his friend. What does that mean, go tell his friend? The Gemara uses this pasuk in a few places. Tana b'kedushin v'huadin l'gerushin. Tana b'gerushin v'huadin l'kedushin. Everything's easy. After all that, exactly. Enechanami, you're right. The suffix throwing the case by Gerushin would also work out as well, just like the Kedushin case. So why does it not mention the case of Gerushin of throwing the get in the Mishnah? So that's the Gemara answer, that once it mentioned throwing of the Kedushin, it also meant to include the throwing of the get.
I don't understand. Meaning the Mishnah, what is...
Hey, look at Rashi. Rashi says, top line, Tanma Kedushin, suffix Karuvla. It says, what's the case of suffix? Throwing it. The Huadin Begerishin, that was understood, it was meant to be understood, that the same thing, if they threw the get case, so then...
In our mission.
Our mission, yeah, our mission.
So our mission would consider that the Gerish, that if he throws the get, is good enough to is as good as if Adim signed it.
When it would be a suffix,
right.
And then you would require Chalitza to
right.
The Tzara.
It would be a suffix enough.
Exactly.
Ah.
And so too, the other way around, let's look at the next Rashi for a second. The Tanan B'Gerushin, we had the three examples of Gerushin, V'Kasav B'Chsav Yadav, V'Chulei, all the other cases, V'Huadin the Kedushin, so too. So everything works out, right now at least.
So does it ask a question, why didn't they mention that case and Kalva Chomer the other one?
We'll see if I think the Gemara does ask this question now, okay. I think. Tanan B'Gerushin, Amar Le Rava, Rava says, Iyagir Alav Reyu, my Zehu de Kasani. Why say Zehu? Zehu seems to exclude something. So Zehu, we initially thought, Zehu Safek Kedushin to exclude, that would not be an example of Safek Gerushin. And when we gave the examples of Gerushin, we said Zehu Safek Gerushin sounds to exclude, these would not be Sveikos of Kedushin, unless it's coming to exclude something else. So that's Rava's challenge to Abaye. So in light of that, Rava takes a different approach. El Amar Rava, Rava therefore says, Kol Sheish B'Kedushin Yesh B'Gerushin, V'yesh b'gerushin, mash ein b'kedushin. Anything that exists by kedushin will also exist by gerushin, but there's some things that will exist by gerushin, but will not exist by kedushin. So, v'zeu de gerushin lav dafka, and even though we say zeu by gerushin, it's not dafka, elam mishum de tana, zeu b'kedushin, tani nami zeu b'gerushin. Okay, so zeu b'kedushin is coming to exclude some case now. So let's look at Rashi for a second. Rashi writes, Kol Sheyesh B'Kedushin, Kigon Safek Karav Lov, the case of throwing, Havi Nami Safek Gerushin. That's also going to be a Safek by Gerushin. V'yesh B'Gerushin, Rashi says, Shein Safek Leinu Kedushin Kigon Zman. Zman is not a Safek by Kedushin. Because Mepharish will come on, the Gemara is going to explain that later on. So we say, okay, fine. So now the Gemara wants to know...
Meaning that if in the start of Gerushin... Kedushin, there is no Zman, it's a kosher Kedushin.
Right, so the idea is, we say Zeo Kedushin, this Suffolk by throwing is the only example of Suffolk Kedushin. There's a,
right.
But the three other cases will not.
The other cases would only work in Gerushin,
exactly.
but it wouldn't create a Suffolk in
exactly.
Kedushin. Okay.
But it also implies that would be a Suffolk throwing would also apply to Gerushin. But now the
right.
question is, but when the Mishnah at the end says Zeo, these are the three examples of Gerushin, sounds like nothing else. The other case of throwing wouldn't be an example of Gerushin. Where it says, no, the second half of the Mishnah says Zeo Gerushin, that's Lav Dafka. That's not meant to exclude the case of throwing.
Ah, okay.
Why? We just want to be consistent with the language. Like I mentioned even yesterday, I'm going to be mentioning this a lot. I mentioned this at my scene, but I don't have time for this now. I'll tell you afterwards a beautiful thing about Mishnah Isles. Okay.
It was a six.
It was. It's fine.
Wasn't the sixth
the
Shabbos?
First. Don't worry. No worry. So.
I have to wait 1 year.
So the. thank you.
No, he's getting 3 months. It's another second.
So Gemara wants to know. So when we say Zeo Kedushin, the Zeo by Kedushin, what's it coming to exclude? Zeu b'kedushin lemutei mai lemutei zman, to exclude the case of zman that does not apply to kedushin, that will not be a suffix by kedushin, only a suffix by gerushin. The lack of a kedushin. Umipnei ma lo tiknu zman b'kedushin. Why was zman not instituted for kedushin? Why not have the zman as an important element of the shtar? So the Gemara says there are two reasons why zman's needed on a shtar in general by get. So the Gemara just doesn't say. No, the Gemara goes through hanich l'man damar mishim piri arusa lashle piri. So one reason is, so Rashi says hanich l'man damar begin beper kol get daf chavav amin beis b'pnei ma tiknu chachamim zman, says Rashi, begin mishim piri, because of the fruit leida me'emasai tigba mibayla peros she'achal minichse melug shela. So when, how the, at what point is the husband allowed to start eating the fruit of the nichse melug, the dowry that she brings into the marriage? To kesavra mishad shenasan eina balagarsha shuv ein lo labayla peros. So what happens is as follows: that she's a, he, when they get married, she brings in some property. Her father gives, the father-in-law gives a property. That property is owned by her, but the husband gets access to the peros. Okay. Now, at what point is he no longer allowed to have access? Once he writes this get and puts his zman, that time, even though he didn't give it to her yet, the time it's written, he's no longer allowed to eat from the peros. And if he does continue to eat, and he gives the get, he has to pay back the money from the time the get was written. That's the need for zman on get, to know how much he would owe her. But when it comes to kedushin, who really cares about the zman and the kedushin? When he wanted to marry her, there's no fruit for the arusa. They only engage. She doesn't bring any property into the engagement for him to eat. So peros, exactly. Peros isn't a relevant factor. But the Gemara says, "Ela l'man damar mishum bas achosa." If the concern is because of a niece, we'll get to in a second, bas achosa, liskin zman, you require zman. So what's the case of bas achosa? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, "Mishum bas achosa, shema ye nasoi bas achosa." Let's say Reuven marries his sister's daughter. He marries his own niece. V'tizana tachtav, and his niece ends up being mizana. And usher to Reuven now, and he wants to divorce her. He needs to. He has to divorce her. The yira ha'edim mimashvishim ubam v'yachas aleha v'yigashena v'yomer kodem znus sha'atam edim kfar nisgarsha. So what's going to happen is he's going to feel bad for her, his niece. So he's going to try to get her to be divorced before. And he said, "I have a get here that she, I divorced her before before she was actually mizana." Okay, that's what they're going to suggest in order, because his niece...
He marries his brother's daughter.
His sister's, I'm not sure his sister, but his sister's daughter.
Achoto, his sister's daughter. Right.
So what's going to happen is that...
She was mizane, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, so I think they're concerned about the children. Let's say they had
children. He doesn't want her to get killed. She's going to, the Edim.
Oh, they're Edim. Ah.
They're going to come and give Edis, and right, she's going to get killed.
Right.
He has Rachmanis on her mother, which is his sister.
Right. So he's going to say, "I divorced her before she was Mizana."
Right. Okay.
And since there's no Zman, you can't prove when the get was. So now you require Zman to make sure that, no, clearly his mom was written, the sofa wrote the Zman, the divorce took place after the fact of the Edim. I'm sorry to say she's going to go to Misa rather. So according to that reason, that's a need for a zman on get, says the Gemara. So then, el man damar mishum bas achosa, liskan zman mishum dika de mekadesh b'kaspa, liskan zman, you should have zman on the kiddushin, because as an erusin, as an arusa, if she were to be mizana, exactly. So the Gemara says, mishum dika de mekadesh b'kaspa, vika de mekadesh b'shtara, lo takin rabbanan zman. Because there's not only one way out, the one way to get married, rather. Because you could do kesef, bia is not an option anymore, even though bia is one of the three ways, we don't do it anymore. So since you could, some get engaged through kesef, some get engaged through shtar, we were masakin zman overall, because it didn't apply to all avenues of kedushin. As opposed to get, there's only one way to get a divorce, that's through a shtar, so there they were masakin a shtar. So amrele Rav Acha, braid of Yosef, the Rav Ashi, v'ho avdid ika dekani b'kesef, v'ika b'shtara, the tikkun rabbanan zman. Ah, okay, by selling an eved, okay. Where some will buy the eved with a get, with a shtar rather, some will buy with kesef. And there we do have a zman on the shtar. So the Gemara says, hasam ruba b'shtara hacha ruba b'kasef. It's different. Most people, when they acquire an eved, they do it through a shtar, When it comes to Kasif, when Kedushin, most people marry a woman through Kasif. Ibaisem, alternatively. Mishum de lo efshir, it's impossible. Hechli avdi, how else are you going to do, which is not possible, which case, let's see. Linche gavi dida machkale. Linche gavi dida zimnin de bas achosu mechape lel. So what's going to happen? When it comes to this man on Kedushin, it's not really possible. Because let's say you give it to her, she'll just erase the Zman, I guess. She'll get rid of it. And if you give it to him, because if it's his niece he married, but for the sake of his sister, who's her mother, he's going to erase it also. Mechapila, he's going to hide it, I guess, maybe. Lincha gavi edim, you give it to edim, so no one's going to tamper with the shtar. Ida zachri lisi lisod. Let's see. If they remember, they're going to bring people to testify. Vilo. Let's see, what's that case talking about?
It keeps on going.
Keeps going, yeah? Okay.
If they
Adam remember, so then, Lisi Lisa, they're going to come testify either way about this man. Regardless of whether or not this man is on the shar, they're going to testify either way. Vilo, if they don't remember, even if they don't remember it, Vilo. If they don't remember, they're going to look back at the star and see it. They're going to see it written on the star. They're going to come testify. But the Torah tells them,
they have to remember, not remember what they wrote. Not,
right.
Not look at the wrote and then testify.
Right, exactly.
So what's the pshat here?
There's no way, because Zman Kedushin is never going to be a sure proof of things taking place.
So I understand for her because she can erase it.
And for the brother, the husband also could, in theory, erase it also.
Right. And Aiden, what do we say?
Aiden, we're saying
that they might forget.
They might forget. And if they'll look back at the star, if they're good Adam, we assume they're good Adam, they can't testify based on what they saw. It's like, you know, it's like a person never remembers their wedding. All they remember from the wedding is the pictures. They don't really remember the wedding. And some people do, but I remember my pictures. That's my wedding. That's not considered real Adis. That's through Aksiva. Here, Droso, it's through Aksiva. That's not real Adis. Okay.
And in the case of Gerushim, there is no such a thing as Mi P.M. Velo Mi P.M.
No, Gerushim... we're not concerned people are going to erase it.
Why not?
Let's see. Why is it?
Let's say.
Gemara asks, Ihochi Gerishinami. Gemara Gerishin also. So Gemara says, Name Hachanami, say the same thing. Someone's going to erase it. So Gemara says, Hosim la tzala di da kasi, Hachalachova di da kasi. One case is coming to obligate her, one case is trying to get her off the hook and save her. So let's see how Rashi says this. Rashi, this is the second Y line down. La tala dida kasi, v'lek lamechas juma machkala. He's trying to save her from the case of get. Right, dechi asi sadi dezinsa. When the Edom say that she was mezana, ilo meitzi shtara, digarsha mekami hachi, mokmila v'cheskes eishis. And if there's no get, we assume, status quo, that she's a married woman. Umihu, ilo talking her banan zman, their banan, we're not misaking the time, have a matzil lechfuye Allah, misveka lo kalinalei. And he could have hidden the time, and misafek, we wouldn't kill her, because she may have been divorced already. Aval hashtu, the tikkun rabbanon, they required his man, ilo maisilei mokminalei, a chazaka of a kalinalei. If they didn't bring the get beforehand, you can't just say, pull out now after the fact, oh, by the way, I divorced her 3 months ago. It doesn't quite work like that. So I'm not really getting this, though.
It seems that it's the opposite, that the fact that we're writing the get goes against her.
The need for the get, the
Yeah, but what would stop her from changing the date and making it that it's after that she got divorced before she was in town?
She could just erase it. If she erases it completely, and then it's a suffix. I thought we were getting to easier stuff here.
The only reason I'm here is says, "Adavek betalmud chacham, kilu davak b'shchina." That's. I don't even look
in the page today. By the next parak, you'll be fine, David.
I don't even look what's going on.
It says that if there were, it says the fact that the Chacham were mitaken zman, and we see that she erased it, then we assume that it happened, that she changed it.
I see.
It says shohil v'tiknu zman ve'anu roim shazman machuk beget regelim ledavar shezintal lifnei hagelushim.
Assume the same thing by the Kiddushin case then. If you were Masakin Zman,
if
you have any clarity, please let us know. Right, okay, so, all right, well, forget the case, but that's the case of Gittin. The case of Gittin is they only required Zman because since they required it and they find that the Zman isn't there, that's already against Megalitas that she did some type of some trickery here, so then we don't trust it.
It says here that if Hachamim would not require a Zman, we would not kill her.
Right. But now that they do require a Zman, and if it came out erased without a Zman, that tells us that something fishy is going on.
Okay.
When it comes to Hacha, when it comes to the case of Kedushim, L'chova didekasi, we're coming to be mechayev her. So Rashi says, Hacha l'chova didekasi is man the Kedushim. If you're talking to your abundant man, if they were to put his man there, Vizinsa, Kav Shadishtara, O Machalei, V'chaimes Chazaka Pnuya, K'meikar. She would get rid of the Zman, and then we go back to the Chazaka of her not being married at all, being a Pnuya, as opposed to Ishidish.
And then she's partner.
Exactly, so it's not going to happen. Okay.
Good.
All right, we got somewhere, and we'll meet Hashem.
Closer.